T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good afternoon, everyone. It is Thursday, May 26th, 2022. This is the Bob Cordaro Show, and I am he, broadcasting today from what is still the United States of America, the place where the brave have made us free. The United States of America, where we were founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our great founding fathers, that concentrations of power in human hands never turned out well, and that government should not be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction, not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted by God, not something to be parceled out or controlled by government or government officials. Our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. Because they were armed with these freedoms, uniquely in the world, a ragtag bunch of immigrants and rejects, including people brought here as slaves, went forth to create the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation and culture ever to grace this beautiful planet. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort or benefit. This Bob Cordaro Show will always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. So, the questions on the Texas shooting still continue. And the one that I had that was more important than the other, after the press conference yesterday and after everything I've been trying to read and devour, is what I'd love to know, and I don't know why we don't, I'm sure we will, the nature of the engagement of the resource officer with the killer. And how did this killer get in to the school? Reports that he may have been in there as long as an hour. So the police response, there are questions, and they need to be answered. They don't need to be accusations, but they need to be explored and answered without the heat of politics. Did somebody back off and let this guy in? Did somebody at the point of a gun let him in? We can't. We don't know that yet. We do know that 19 children and 2 adults are going to be buried at some time soon. And that this sick man wrought devastation on a whole country, but certainly on the town of Uvalde. Unbelievable. Well, the Oz McCormick Senate nomination race is headed for a recount. We sort of knew that. It's Oz is up by 900 and some votes. These recounts seldom change the outcome. Very, very seldom. So we're going to see as that process continues. Speaking of school security, a number of articles today and a number of commentary from regarding local school security being reviewed. And it just seems to me, with all of that COVID money, that there can be construction where you walk into, first of all, you've got to get buzzed in to a closed vestibule, and then you can be observed in that vestibule and have to be let in from there. It doesn't prevent everything from happening because things could happen outside the school, obviously. But within the school where the kids are trapped essentially in classrooms or can be trapped, we've got to at least take the security steps that can be taken. These are the sensible things that can be done. A lot of people of goodwill are talking about banning particular type of weapons or things along that line. If it wasn't in the face of the massacre in Buffalo, where very strict gun controls, and New York City, the subway shooting, and elsewhere, then I could say, well, let's try it. But there's just a couple of things that seem to make that more of a diversion and more of an emotional response, and not just to the people who are the politicians who are supporting it. But during the 10 years that assault weapons were banned, and they were so-called assault weapons, crime didn't go down. These types of incidents didn't go down. In other words, it didn't have any appreciable benefit. Now, that sounds odd, but that's the statistics. The second thing is when you look at New York State with all of its laws and restrictions and red flag laws, and then you look back at Parkland in Florida and a lot of these incidents, it appears that sort of misinformation is more of a problem than the weapons, which can be obtained illegally as well as legally. So I'm not seeing, I'm trying to pay attention, I'm not seeing, there already are background checks. This kid, Salvador Ramos, would have probably passed even, and what they're talking about, which is enhanced background checks. He may have had a juvenile record, but those are not accessible. But he had no record as an adult. So I just would caution everybody, try to avoid knee-jerk reactions that don't actually do any good. Obviously, the thing that can be controlled immediately is the security issues at the schools where we send our kids and our grandchildren. What are those measures and what measures can be done? I would wager very inexpensively so that a school can go into lockdown quickly, and that there could be some level of safety. The finger pointing at the quotes gun lobby, whatever that is, I don't it is just that. It's finger pointing. It doesn't add any value. We've got to know where the security breakdown was at this school. I mean, you have President Obama, of all people, celebrating George Floyd. What? George Floyd, as though it had anything to do with, except that he committed crimes with a weapon. It had nothing to do with Texas. I was embarrassed by that. Now, he'll get a pass because he's Barack Obama, but that's embarrassing. To somehow draw the line between this Texas massacre and George Floyd. Wow. He's a confused ex-president. We've got a couple of those lying around. But we have to truly make sure that we're doing what can be done that might make a difference. And it won't make a difference in every aspect. We cannot control human nature and when someone goes off the rails. We've seen that over and over and over again. It's the way it is. All right. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro with you. WILK. We'll talk about more than this, but it's certainly weighing on the country's mind and an appropriate logical response is very, to me, is very important. The thing we know we can do is secure the schools. We know we can do that. There are the resources to do it. There's the technology and understanding to do it. And they do have, in addition to the resources, narrowing it down to what they've got the money. All these school districts haven't spent the money from the COVID. So it's there.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.